Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
We sing grace. We talk about grace. You can ask even unbelievers, what's your favorite church song? And they're going to say Amazing Grace. Mm-hmm. But there's such a shallow view of grace because it's essentially a Christless grace and a crossless grace and a bloodless grace. And it becomes a meaningless grace because when we eviscerate grace, when we take Christ out of grace and the cross out of grace, we're left with God is nice. And that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have all kinds of Christian liberty and never get to the root of what grace is and how God's riches at Christ's expense, how those things go together. And I fear that's what's happening in many places. In many places, there's kind of a grace resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
But legalism is humans by human efforts seeking to merit the approval of God. And grace is humans going to God, not on our own effort, but through the effort of Jesus Christ and his finished and sacrificial work on Calvary's cross for us. And
mm-hmm.
that's the important thing that's missing. And I'm all for Christian liberty and freedom, but that doesn't mean you got grace figured out.
Right.
You can be very legalistic.
Yeah, it's a little bit like quicksand. Once you get in, you start sinking fast, and there's a lot to know and a lot to understand, and it's hard to sometimes understand what God wants to have us experience through his grace.
It's endless, and it's mm-hmm. beautiful. If you need it, grace supplies it. If you break it, grace fixes it. If you lose it, grace finds it. If you spoil it, grace restores it. It is not you earning. It's not deserving, not meriting, not winning, not working. It's a supernatural power of Jesus Christ living in you. When you're dirty, grace cleans you. When you're down low, grace lifts you up. When you hurt, grace comforts. When you fear, grace fortifies. I say that grace is a situational shapeshifter.
Mm-hmm.
It'll go where you go. You know, what's your need? What's your opportunity? What do you have facing you? Because God will adapt his grace to suit your need. And the cool thing about it, the amazing thing about it, is that with all of the different circumstances, all of the different situations of all of the different people of all the ages of time, grace never runs out. And grace can always adapt to any situation. If you're facing a trial today, there's a kind of grace that's there for you right now. If you're afraid of something today, there's a kind of grace. If you feel guilty or broken or like damaged goods, there's a kind of grace available to get you through this moment and beyond
mm-hmm.
and help you rise above it. It's an infinite supply, and the deeper and more informed we are and the more we see it in Scripture, the more, you know, if you just have positive thoughts, and I'm for that, that's good, but those positive thoughts need to be tied to true Bible verses because that's where the power is. The power
mm-hmm.
is in the Word of God. And so we always want to link our thoughts to scriptural truth. And we need to really grow deep in the grace of God as it's in Scripture.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.